Okay, so today we begin a new topic, Shaira Nova. The learning, as always, should be as chos ilanishmas adir chavachaim blaz ben shem shenari, as well as chos for nil neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim and Nachum ben Zion. Should also be as chos for shleim of Chaim Dov ben Menorach Chanalei Avashin Derach and Abadati ben Peril, as chos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. He says Shaira Nova Nova himida nechmeda sumayla toiva. Anova is a very desirable and very good quality. Vehi hipoch. It's the opposite of gaiva. Someone who retains this midah has already speared his soul from many types of evil. Someone who reaches this level, this honorable level, and he's doing a mitzvah. So every moment that a person demonstrates humility is a mitzvah. It's not just a good quality that comes in handy at various times, but when you practice it, every moment that you practice it, you are being mekayim a mitzvah. He says humility is the source of service. A small act by an anav is accepted in front of Hashem 1,000 times more than a very large act, a very excessive act performed by a Baal Gaiva. In Amru Chazal, and Chazal say this, both someone who brings a very large carbon and someone who brings a very small carbon, and really it's any act. Someone does a massive action, someone does a very small act, as long as both are intending to do it l'shem shemayim, they both get credit. Avo ma'aseh shel hageya ina miskabel lifnei Hashem baruch hu. But the actions of a baal gaiva are not accepted in front of Hashem. Ki hu tayavas nafshei. It's an abomination for him. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, tayavas Hashem kol gavaleiv. Anyone who has gaiva is an abomination to Hashem. Uva'avur zem, because of the tzoyek, he cries eidena nane, and he's not answered. V'shneamar, as the pasuk says, gam ki sarbu tefila ineni shemeya. Even though you're going to multiply your tefillos, I'm not going to listen. Va'osem mitzvos, he does mitzvos v'tayfen osem b'fanav, and they are ripped up in front of him. Shenemar mivikeish sois b'yedchem remois chaserai. Who asked this of your hands? Those who trample in my courtyard. Umevi karba veda miskabel. He brings a carbon and it's not accepted. Shenemar mi gam b'chem v'yizgar delasayim. Is there not someone of you who would slam the doors of the Beis Hamikdash yedchem, and an offering I would not accept from your hands? Meaning that you're gonna turn your back on me, you're gonna reject me, and then at the same time, I'm going to you want me to accept your kavanas. Add your burnt offerings to your kavanas and eat meat. I don't want it. Aval b'midas, when it comes to the midah of anava and shiflus, magia l'chol tov. A person gets all types of good ramifications, good outcomes. Hashem favors an anav, and since he finds favor in the eyes of Hashem, he gets answered immediately. Before you call out, I'm already answering you. When he does mitzvahs, they are accepted in a pleasing manner. Hashem has already accepted your actions. Not only that, that Hashem desires your actions. It's desirable to Hashem, the offerings of Yehud and Yerushalayim. So essentially, there's two extremes, and there's no middle. You're either a Baal Gaiva and your actions are detested, or you're an Anav and your actions are desirable. There is no middle ground. What is humility? It's humbling yourself and lowering your sense of worth, and reviewing yourself as nothing. A person always is to be considered unworthy in his own eyes, and humble, all various ways of describing someone who is an anav. The root of humility is vis-a-vis a person's relationship with Hashem. That he should think about himself, while he's calm and tranquil and healthy and rich. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him good, and he's not worthy of it. So Hashem, the very, very first machshava that a person should have is in his relationship with Hashem, and he should feel unworthy of the good that Hashem gave him. All the brachos that we have in our lives, we're not worthy of it. And also think about the greatness of Hashem, how great, how awesome, how inspiring and beyond comprehension Hashem is. And you should think, in comparison, ma'ani, what am I? I'm a very low creation, and I'm living in a world that is low, and that has a limited time. You should think, any good action that I can do, it's a drop in the bucket as compared with my obligation. And when he acts, he shouldn't do it for any honor, and not to try to kiss up or to flatter anyone, and not for any personal pleasure. Everything should be done for the same of Hashem. This is the root of Anava. If someone humbles himself in front of Hashem when he's physically sick, or one of his limbs is sick, he's not feeling well, or at a time when he loses a child or a loved one, or at a time when he loses his wealth and his status, or when he grows old, in truth, he says, if it's caused by some other factor, it's not the root of anava. Of course, it's good, it's praiseworthy, and you should do it, but it's not the ultimate anava. The ultimate anava is that you do it when you when things are going well, when you have a reason to feel on top of the world, and you don't, you settle yourself, you refocus yourself, you put yourself in your place. That is the root of anava that leads to the person to proper avodas Hashem.